And we're going to talk about Emmanuel this morning, God with us. But we're going to talk about a lot of different things, that the accomplishment of what Jesus did by God, what God did with Jesus, bringing him into the earth for us, has delivered us. Amen. And in so many areas that sometimes we don't even remember, we don't even think about them. But I want to start a little bit in the story, because I want to read a little bit of the story. Is that all right? So in Matthew chapter 1, we're going to read just a little bit of the story, because I think it's important. Matthew chapter 1 of verse 18 says this: "Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel." Now that'll get you. An angel shows up. "Behold, an angel, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.' So all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, 'Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel,' which is translated, 'God with us.'" Amen. Isn't that awesome? So we know Jesus, one of the names that Jesus means is Savior. He saves us. He'll save us from our sins. There are a lot of different names that have been given to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Bread of Life. Yeah. Amen, which is one of my favorite songs. Yeah. Bread of Life. Huh? Good Shepherd. Yeah. Amen. He's the Good Shepherd. You. The Redeemer. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Savior. Healer. Right? Master. Teacher. Son of God. Right? Amen. Deliverer. I mean, so many names. So let's look at Isaiah chapter 9. Isaiah 9. Praise God. Isaiah 9. Let's look at verse 6. It says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." Of course, that son is capitalized. "And the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful. His name will be called Counselor. Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Isn't that awesome? His name. That's his name. Wonderful. Counselor. Mighty God. Everlasting Father. Prince of Peace. There's where we receive our peace. Is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the Prince of it. Amen. All the names of Jesus are precious because they all tell us something about Him. They tell every name that is given tells us something about Him. My name is Brandon. And if you look it up, it is said to be a fighter. That's what I was good at. So, but it's literally a fighter. Amen. I believe Sarah is beautiful. Princess, yeah, beautiful princess, yeah. Sue is beautiful, one, beautiful one. So your name means something. Yes. You're not just haphazardly get given a name. And the nice thing about it is we were born again when God gave us our children. And so we know the names that God gave us were from Him for our children. We know that Paul Michael was given to us, and that was in the kitchen at Mom and Dad's house. And Haley Nicole was given to us in the living room at our Stafford home. They were just instantaneous. When we asked God, it was like instantaneous. And that's because God knew them before we did. God knew them before. God knew you before you knew Him. The Word tells us that God has chosen us before we even choose Him. Amen. So that's how our name is important. Don't let people just haphazardly throw your name out there. I wasn't allowed to call Mom Ma. Oh, Dad put a stop to that real quick. Amen. And it's mother, father. Yes, father. Yes, amen. One of the most special is Emmanuel, God with us. And this is why we're here in this earth and why we need Emmanuel, that he'll be with us, God with us. Jesus came and became Emmanuel, God in flesh. Amen. Let's go to, wait a minute. Let's see. Let's look at Philippians chapter 2. Flip over to Philippians. That's what Pastor used to say. Flip over. Woo! Philippians chapter 2. All of it's good. We're going to just start in verse 5. Says this, it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. To be what? Equal with God. Wow. Amen? Jesus said he doesn't call us servants anymore, but he calls us friends. Woo! But yeah, if you do whatever I command you. Yeah, so there's rules to it. Verse 7 says, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. The Son of Man, he was called. Right? Amen? And being in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at that name of Jesus, every knee should bow, and those in heaven and those of the earth and those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That every name, his name is above every name.
Right.
And then in every tongue will confess one day that guess what? Oh, Jesus Christ was the Son of God. Is the Son of God and will always be the Son of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 That doesn't change.
No.
Amen. Jesus, Lord of all. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The name above every name. That's why we see in the Word, we have authority.
Yes.
In that name.
Yes.
Anything that we ask the Father in that name, he says, I will give you that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You ask anything in my name, what?
I will do it.
Hallelujah. This is Jesus, right? The name above every name.
That's
how much power is in that name.
Amen.
Amen? How much authority is in that name. And he went to the cross, even to the point of death.
Yes.
He knew what he was going to do.
Yeah.
He knew what was coming. He knew how the Roman soldiers crucified people. He knew what that entailed. He knew what was going to happen. But he went anyway for you. He went anyway for me, and he went anyway for the sinner who doesn't even accept him, that in hopes of one day they will.
Amen.
Amen. And that's where we preach the good news, that Jesus went for you even though you didn't know him.
Amen.
He chose you even though you haven't chose him.
Right.
All you have to do is accept him. And it's that simple. Amen. It's that simple to get somebody born again. Amen. Emmanuel, God with us.
Amen.
Oh, you wanted to talk?
No.
You sure? You're just humming. I thought you were singing Joy to the World or something.
I'll jump in.
All right, so God was with us even from the beginning, before Bethlehem. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians 1. Praise God. Let's start in verse 3. It says, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. He blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. In who? In Christ. Hallelujah. There's a big key. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will.
That's right. Yeah.
to the praise of the glory of His grace, by which He made us accepted in the Beloved. In Him we have redemption through His blood for forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. Oh, man. Now, we have forgiveness. We have redemption. Redemption. To be redeemed. Amen. You were once bad, but guess what? You're good.
Amen.
You know, to be restored, we talked about this, right? To be restored is to take you from the place that you were at, and now you're here, to place you back into that same authority, into that same rank with God.
Yes.
We were once with God. Then we came to the earth through man, the seed of man.
Amen.
Sin came in.
Yeah.
We have our opportunity throughout our lifetime to accept Jesus as Lord.
Amen.
That's where we receive our redemption.
Yes.
And then we are restored. The Bible says we are reconciled to Him.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus is the bridge.
Yeah.
When we accept Him, we're accepting Him as God's Son.
Right.
We believe that He is God's Son. We confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, and He said, you will be saved. I mean, this is how good God is. It says that God chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world. Before the world was even formed. You know God formed it. And then He said, firmament be, light be, split, do this, do that, and it did it. Or else, it didn't have any choice. It did what God said to do. Amen.
Amen.
But before the foundation of the world, He chose you.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Huh?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, He knew how bad I was going to be.
Yeah.
He knew if I was even going to choose Him.
Yeah.
He knew that I probably wouldn't, certain people, right? Yeah. I mean, you think about that for a second. He knew I was going to choose Him because guess what I did? I chose Him.
That's right.
But there are people out there that don't choose Him. And He knew that even though He was going to go die for them and for their sin, they wouldn't choose Him. Even His own people, ladies and gentlemen, did not choose Him. Even to this day, we have His people that don't even think He has come yet. Whew. Ouch. That's His own people. Amen. How would you feel if your own children didn't choose you? If your own children didn't accept you, if your own children didn't love you, when you've done and bled for them, when you've sweat and teared for them, when you've spent and cost everything for them to help them, and then they spit in your face and walk away. Whew. Jesus knew that was going to happen. He knew He was going to get that response from the world and even from His own people. But He went anyway for, guess what? You and me.
It's a personal thing.
I mean, amen.
It's a very personal thing when you think about that. And when we were putting this together, and you know, we were kind of talking through some things. Am I on?
Am I on now? Okay, there we go.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
The top one wasn't on. can you hear me now? But no, it's such a personal thing. We were talking about this, and as we were putting things together, and Emmanuel, God with us. I mean, it's so, when you really just listen to those words, He is with us. He chose us. He chose us. It's so mm-hmm. personal. We need to stop and think sometimes, like, you know, we get busy, we go through life, especially this time of year. It's just absolutely crazy. And, you know, when we stop and think of everything that God did, and when He sent Jesus for me, I mean, that's personal for me.
Very personal.
He did it for Bill, for Kathy, for everybody in here. It's a personal thing. He did it for you. And when you realize that and you hear those words and you hear that name, Emmanuel, God with me, you know that no matter what it is that you're going through, no matter what life throws at you, no matter whether it's good, bad, ugly, it doesn't matter. No matter what it is, it's a personal thing, and He is right there. He is right
Amen.
There with you. He chose you. And guess what? All of us in here have chosen Him. So because
yes.
of that, He is with us through everything. every little thing that we go through. He cares. I don't care how little, how big, how in between. It doesn't matter. He's there. He's there with us, going through it with us, delivering us. That was one of the things. He's our deliverer. He's our redeemer. He restores us. He heals us. He sets us free. Everything that he does for us, it's a personal thing. It's
Amen.
Personal.
That's good. And we see that God, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. We see that in Genesis 1:1. When you look at Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26, he said, "Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion." And I stop right there. Let them have dominion. You and I have been chosen by God to dominate here in this earth. We are not to be dominated.
That's right.
He set the captives free. Amen. We are to dominate. Yeah. We are to dominate the earth. We are to dominate the world. We are to dominate because we are above and not beneath.
That's right.
We're the head and not the tail. And the head always dominates. Those who are above dominate.
Yeah.
Right? So that's what we need to start doing, is dominating our year. 2018, we should dominate our year. We make 2018 what it will be or what it won't be. And we do that based on "Then God said."
Right.
Didn't he? What did he do? He said. Amen. He started that off in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 3. It says, "Then God said." We're to do the very things that God did. He made us in his image.
Yeah.
Right? After his own likeness. Mm-hmm. And then, so therefore, we are to dominate. Amen. Well, then we should dominate. How did God dominate everything? He dominated by how he spoke. What he spoke, it took place. If he said, "Light be," light is.
That's right.
And it's not really "light was," because it says "light was," but light has continued.
That's right.
Never stops. Praise light God. Is going.
Amen.
Never stops. Right. It'll never cease. Why? Because God spoke it into existence.
Right. Yeah.
Hallelujah. He spoke
right.
it into existence.
Yeah.
So we then must do the same. Dominate our year
yeah.
of 2018. Let's dominate our finances.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's dominate our health. Let's dominate our bodies. Let's dominate our minds.
Yeah.
Our thought process. You can dominate your thought process
yeah. Yeah.
by saying, "No, in Jesus' name, I'll not think on that. I'll think on things that are good, things that are pure, of good report." Amen. That's what I'll do. And then do it.
Amen.
Can't just say it. Then you got to do it.
Yeah,
right? All right. Because, listen, faith is an action.
Amen.
It's action. We put action to what we believe. Remember what we said? If there's a fire, we believe there's a fire, we're going to get up and leave.
That's right.
If we don't think there's a fire, we don't hear any fire alarms, don't hear any smoke, we're going to sit down and chill. It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
But what we believe, we then act on.
Yeah.
I believed I loved Sue, so I acted. "Yo, girl, how you?" We got married. I acted on my love. God acted on his love by sending his son Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Let's look at John chapter 3, verse 16. God chose us. Praise God. John 3, verse 16 says this, "For God so loved the world." Now, I like to say that, "For God so loved me."
Amen.
Because remember what Sue was saying, this is personal. This is between you and God. It's not between you, me, and God.
Right.
I can't save you.
Nope.
It's between you and God through Jesus Christ.
Right.
He said, "For God so loved the world that he gave
Amen.
His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." It says God did not send send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. The world through him. He wants the whole world saved.
Amen.
He's got the whole world in his hands. Whoa, that's beautiful. That'll teach you to fall asleep in our church. So praise God. See, Harry, because God loved us so much, he chose us. And he chose us even though we didn't know it. Let's look at Luke 2. Luke 2. Hey, let's look at Luke 2. Get it? We looked at it. Forget it. All right, that was a bad one. All right. Luke 2. Oh, boy. I know. Let's start in verse 8. It says, "Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over the flock by night. And behold, an angel," here's that angel again, "and the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people.'" Who? All people. All people, not just his people.
That's right.
All people. Remember, we read that we're adopted.
Amen.
Right? So we are adopted. And grafted in. Yep, amen. Verse 11 says, "For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." So we see that he is Christ the Lord. He was Christ the Lord when he was a baby.
Yeah.
He was King of Kings when he was laying in that manger.
Yeah.
Wow. Little baby is King of Kings. You know, sometimes we feel that our little babies are king because they kind of rule the household sometimes. Right? But we have authority over that. Amen. Woo.
Yeah.
Mom and Dad had a spoon and a brush and paddle. And you name it, they had it. If not, they had this. So regardless, they ruled. But praise God. So we chose him. The Bible says in John 3:16, what? "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever
right.
believes in him."
Yep.
So we have to choose him.
Yeah.
Just as he chose us.
Right.
If we'll choose him, we get what? Everlasting life. Everlasting life. We'll be with him for everlasting.
Yes.
For everlasting. We will be with peace.
Yeah.
Amen.
The Prince of. For everlasting.
Yeah.
We will, you know, this world, right?
Yeah.
But when we leave this earth, we will be with peace.
Amen.
We will be with peace.
Yeah.
And yes, peace abides in us, but we have to activate that peace.
Mm-hmm.
Don't we?
Yeah.
Yes. Peace abides in us. We will be with the Prince of Peace forever. Hallelujah. And he, the Bible says, will rule and reign.
Amen.
And we will with him.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to rule and reign with him.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Amen.
So, when we come back from heaven, we will have a job to do. We will always, forever serve him.
Yes.
We will always, the Bible says, forever be with him.
Yes.
But there is there's an idea here that, whoa, we're going to end up coming back and forever being with him. We'll have a job to do. Because the Bible, he will always be glorified. Well, who's he going to get that glory from? Me!
Yeah,
he gets it from the angels because they have to. They're commanded to. We do it out of our heart because we love him.
Right.
And because we want to. We want glory to be given to God, man. And so we give that glory to him by our humbling ourselves, by praising our God.
Right.
You know, we lift our hands. That's humbling as a man.
Yeah.
Amen.
Now, it's a habit for me now. But when I first started, it was kind of like, you know, kind of like, but it's a surrendering.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a surrendering of my man. It's a surrendering of my pride when I decide to close my eyes, not worry about all the people looking at me.
Amen.
I choose you, Jesus. I surrender all.
Amen.
And it's up to me to do that. No one can make me do it. Jesus won't make me do it. God won't make me do it. No one will make me do it. That's why it's so important that God give us a choice.
Right.
That we have our own choice here in the earth. And it had to be that way. Or else we would just be forced to serve him. And he doesn't want that. I don't want my children to be forced to love me. Would you want to force your children to love you? No, how pure it is when they love you because they love you. My son, after he gets off of work, he comes in, gives me a hug before he goes to bed because he's wore out. He just gives me a hug. Yeah, he's 21, 22 going to be, and he still gives Dad a hug at night before he goes to bed. Amen. Right? Why? I don't require him to give me a hug. I don't say, "Son, you give me a hug before you go to bed." You know, you don't tell your, "You better give me a kiss before you go to sleep." You know, no, we want that out of the pureness of their hearts because they want to love us and they want to give us a hug or they want to give us a kiss, right? It's important that they choose to do that. That makes it all better.
Amen.
Right here. And that's what it's about. We are with the same with God. He wants us to do this because out of our heart we love Him.
Yes.
We choose Him out of our heart.
Yeah.
We worship Him because we want to out of our heart. We praise Him with our lips because of our heart. Right? We serve Him here in the earth because of our heart.
Yeah.
It's because we love Him. Yes. And that's the only reason.
Right.
We don't want... Worst thing I ever wanted to do was disappoint my father. That was the worst thing in the world. Don't disappoint Dad. It was a horrible feeling. I mean, right? So I would do my best to never disappoint him. And I told you the story about when I lied to Dad. It wasn't so much that I had lied to him, but he was disappointed in me. And that broke my heart. That was the worst thing. I never from that day on did I lie to my dad. Because it wasn't that, I respect him. Yes, I did respect him. But because I loved him and I could not handle the disappointment,
yeah.
I never lied to him again.
Yeah.
It broke my heart when it did. Well, that's the way we should feel with God.
Right. Amen.
I don't want to sin against God because he loves me.
Right?
Right? I want to serve God. Why? Because he loves me.
Right. That's right.
Why? Well, he chose me.
Right. Amen.
See, he could have chose all these other, but he chose me. It's what she said. It's personal.
Yeah.
We've got to keep it personal with Jesus.
Right.
We've got to keep it personal.
Mm-hmm. You're covering everything. Oh. Every time I want to say it, he says it.
Sounds like you're over there humming. I don't know. I hear this. I'm like, you humming? Amen.
To speak.
So just as he chose us in John 3:16, we also then choose him in John 3:16. God will continue to be with us throughout all eternity.
Amen.
One of these days, we'll go boldly into the throne room of grace.
Mm-hmm.
And kneel at his feet because the door is open to us.
Amen.
We can do it through prayer now.
Yes.
But there will be a day where we will do it in person. Oh, man.
Okay.
You know, just like I was telling you with A.A. Allen when he was in his prayer closet. What happened? Yes. Jesus showed up and illuminated it. He lit. He didn't turn the light on. God did.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, it's like an angel appearing. I'm out of here. There's an angel, you know. Leah, have you ever seen an angel? I've seen an angel. Have you ever? Woo!
Yeah.
They're up there. They're big. They're bright.
They're huge.
And yes, fear does come. Yeah. Ooh, what's that? Oh, that's right. It's an angel. Whew, I'm good. And listen, you can always tell the difference.
Oh, yeah.
You know the spirit.
That's right.
There is no, that ghost is from God.
Right.
Sorry. Wrong. I'm not going to say any more on that. Because I can go for days on that. So anyway, Jesus, he tasted death for every man. Look at Hebrews chapter 2. Woo, running out of time.
Hey, we're doing good.
Hey, we're doing all right. All
we
right. Here, Hebrews 2. I'll take your word for it.
We are. We're doing good.
And I can't remember where I wanted to start here. Wow. Yeah, let's just read. You know what? Let's start in verse 9. I'm going to read all this because we'll get this done two in one shot.
Yeah. Yep.
Hebrews chapter 2 here, verse 9 says this. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death. He was made a little lower than the angels for something. For the suffering of death.
Yes.
He had to be lowered to suffer death.
Yes.
All right? For the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone, for you and for me.
You,
he was to taste death for you and I.
Yep.
What'd she say? Personal.
Yeah.
It's personal. Amen. Verse 10. For it was fitting for him, for whom all the things and by whom all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he, capitalized, who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all of one.
Yes.
For which reason, he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will sing praise to you. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, here I am and the children whom God has given me. Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him. Talking about the devil. Right on. That through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is, the devil. And being released, those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For indeed, he does not give aid to angels, but he does give aid to the seed of Abraham. That's you and I. He gives aid to us. When we need him, he will give aid. Amen. Therefore, in all things, he had to be made like his brethren, that he might be merciful and faithful, a faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered, being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted. He had to be tempted, the Bible says, in all things, so that he could give us aid when we're tempted.
Amen.
And there's our out. When temptation comes, he's our out, because he was tempted. Yes, he helps us. You can use the microphone.
Sorry.
What are you doing? Verse 1 of chapter 3 says, therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus. We confess Jesus as our Lord.
Amen.
He is Jesus, Son of God, Son of man, King of kings, Lord of lords,
Amen.
Prince of peace, mighty God, everlasting counselor, Father.
Love it.
I mean, we can go
love
on
it.
And on.
Yeah.
Right? Amen. Why'd you scoot over here?
Because I'm...
You're crowding me, lady. So Jesus tasted death for every man, and that's including you and me.
Amen.
Jesus was bringing many sons to glory.
Amen.
Jesus disarmed the devil of his power.
Yes.
Love it.
Yes.
Now then that you make, I mean, right?
Yes.
He disarmed him.
Yes.
To destroy him. Mm-hmm. Oh, and he will be destroyed one day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's on. Love it, love it, love it. Mm-hmm. Jesus is ministering to the needs of God's children.
Amen.
Wow.
We're doing good. We're almost done.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then I get
keep
to
tell
start.
Me that. And then you get to say something. I beg to differ. Okay. Oh, man. Here we go. All right. He is our advocate. Oh, we got to read this. 1 John chapter 2. Let's go to 1 John 2.
This is where I jump in.
Oh, sure it is. He is our advocate. We see he's our aid.
Amen.
We see he's our high priest. Right?
Yeah.
We've seen all these things about our Lord Jesus, our Prince of Peace. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mighty God, Counselor, Everlasting Friend.
Amen.
We've seen all these wonderful things. Let's look at this. 1 John chapter 2, and start verse 1. It says, my little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous.
Amen.
Ha! He is our advocate with the Father.
Amen.
God's not going to throw a lightning bolt down and because you sinned. Why? Because we have an advocate. Who? Jesus Christ. We have an advocate with our Father, Jesus Christ. And when we accept Him, we've accepted the Son of God.
Yes.
We've accepted the fact that His blood is more than enough to free me from my sins, to free me from the penalties of my sins,
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
His blood's enough. It's always
Amen.
Enough.
Yes.
Amen. Jesus Christ, the righteous one. Emmanuel, God with us.
Amen.
He stands to our defense.
Amen.
He's our defender.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Don't mess with Jesus. He is King of Kings.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Kind of, He's Lord of Lords. He is above and not beneath. Right? He's got the name above every name.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, we can go on and on till Christmas is over. But He is our high priest. I love that. He is our aid. I love that. He is our help. Amen. I like how he says in John 14:18, he's not going to leave us comfortless.
Yeah.
He will not leave us. He gave us the Comforter, the Helper, the Holy Spirit, so that we have an advantage.
Yes.
He said that I'm going to leave. You'll have an advantage while I'm gone. Holy Ghost.
Yes.
This is how important. Why do you think the devil has fought the fact that, oh, the Holy Spirit, that's not of God? He's fought that more than anything, hasn't he? Why? Because that's your advantage in here in the earth.
Yeah.
There's your advantage over the enemy. That's why he has fought it so hard. We need to fight back.
That's right.
Amen. We need to fight back, which is he is God,
Amen.
The three in one,
mm-hmm.
right? Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Amen. He will not leave us comfortless. Let's read that real quick. Just this last one, okay? John chapter 14. Let's just read that and then we'll be done.
That's
is that okay?
One. Good one.
All right. John 14. Praise God. I really need to read all this, but we'll just read verse 1 because you know I get excited.
Verse 1.
I mean verse 18. Sorry. We start in verse 1. We will be here all day. John 14 and verse 18. And this is Jesus talking, of course. He says this. He says, I will not leave you orphans. Yeah. I will come to you.
Amen.
We know that he'll not leave us orphans. He was there in the ministry. You can close your Bibles. I'll promise not to go into another scripture. He promised us that he would not leave us orphans, that he would come again. He promised us. We are not left comfortless. He said he would leave us the comforter.
Amen.
He is our helper. Bible says he's our teacher. He's our advantage, right? So many things about the Holy Spirit that we could even go on just as we did with Jesus today. But our focus today in this season is Jesus, and it should be all year. You know, it's too bad that they called it's a magical time. No, it's a miracle time. This is not a time of the spirit of magic.
Right.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
The spirit of giving is of God. It's not a magical thing.
Right.
It's a miracle.
That's right.
When God gave, it was a miracle. When Jesus was raised from the dead, it was a miracle.
Yeah.
When I accepted Jesus as Lord, I became a new creation. That's a miracle.
Amen.
It's a miracle. It was a miracle that I was saved. That I wasn't in prison or dead or whatever. Jesus saved my life.
Amen.
With a little help from my friends. Good thing I had her around.
That's right.
Listen, Jesus, you know, he is the reason for the season.
Yes.
But he's the reason we're alive.
Amen.
He's the reason we're living.
That's right.
You know, I give for a living and I live for a giving.
Amen.
And that's one thing I love because that is the way God was through Jesus Christ. He lived for a giving and gave for a living.
Right.
He gave of himself. He gave of his time. He gave of his every minute of his day, it seemed. He couldn't hardly get away from people. He had to try to get away quietly in the morning before everybody got up and thronged him. Or go late at night when he could finally get away so he could spend time with his Father. That's how important it is that we do the same with our Father. Amen?
Right.
It's important. Praise God. I pray today that you have a wonderful time with your families, a time of peace and comfort.
Yes.
I know that not everybody can have peace and comfort with their family because, you know, sometimes they're crazy. But that's okay. You know, I've had crazy people. But I pray that you'll at least be at peace through this day and the season. And those of you traveling, having to travel home or travel out of here, that you'll have a safe trip and safe return. Amen, and that God be with you.
Amen.
Just keep remembering,
yes.
Emmanuel, God is with you.
Yes.
You'll stand to your feet, praise
Amen.
The Lord.
That was good. I didn't say too much.
I do all right. It's your fault, you got to jump in.
No, you covered it all, you did good.
Yeah, Amen. Praise God.
You did good.
Praise God. Oh, praise God, let's pray. Father, we bless you and we praise you. We thank you for our Lord and Savior,
yes.
Jesus. We thank you that Jesus is the Prince of Peace, the Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. His name is above every name. Every knee will bow.
Yes.
Every tongue will confess. Jesus Christ is Lord. Father, we believe today that Jesus is your Son.
Yes.
And we today accept him as your Son. We accept him as our Redeemer, as our substitute. And we thank you for him. I thank you, Father, that this body, the body of Faith Christian Center, is washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we go into this new year of 2018, I call restoration. And I call this body blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. I say that this year we will say, look and see what my God has done for me today. We thank you for it, Father, and we give you praise. And all of God's people said,
amen.
I love you. Praise God. Have a blessed, 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 blessed time.